Okay, we are picking up on Chaf Vav Amud Beis. We're on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. I take that back. We are Amar Rava. We are at the second line from the bottom on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph 26A. So the Mishnah was discussing. Oh, look who's here! A special guest comes to the city. The Mishnah was discussing the concept that when you sell something, you can only go up in Kedusha, you can't go down in Kedusha. So the Mishnah is going to give now, the Gemara is going to give a disclaimer on that and say that there are times where even though we said that you can only go Malam B'Kodesh V'lo Moridin, you can only go up in holiness, but there are going to be times where you could sell it and you could do whatever you want with it. You don't have to use it for anything more Kodesh than it. The Gemara is going to say now, Amar Rava, Lo Shanu, the only time that we said that you have to buy something that's more holy than the thing before that is only when you didn't buy it. It says the seven people who were appointed that they were the leaders of the city. I don't know where the number seven comes from. I didn't see anything. It's supposed to be an odd number because it's people that are supposed to be running the city and if they have to make a decision so that you have a majority, but I don't know where the number seven comes from. But anyway, but if you sold it, but if let's say you sold it in front of the trustees of the city and that's who you sold the thing to, so afilu turn it to chavam mabez, afilu mishta be shichra shaper dummy. Then even to drink beer with it, you're able to do it because the only time that we say that it maintains its holiness is when you don't have a right to sell it. But if the public had a right to sell this, we said you can't because it belongs to the public. If the people who are in charge of the public have to say that we're going to sell it now and they're entitled with that authority to do that, then they're the ones that are able to remove the Kedusha from it. And then you could even use it for something mundane like drinking beer. And so to show this, Ravina Habaleha Hutilsa Beknishta, he had this. There was a pile of stones that was lying in his field that was from a shul that had been knocked down. So Asul Kami Rav Ashi and Amar Lei Ma'ala Mizra. Am I able to plant over here in this field? What's the deal with the area that's over here? Do I have to let it just lay still, or can I do something with it? So Amar Lei Zil Zavni Meshiva Tovia Ir B'Ma'adan She'ir V'Zara. Go ahead and buy it from the seven people, the appointees of the trustees of the city. When you buy it from them, they give you permission to buy it now, and now you're able to use that area for whatever you want, and you're going to be able to plant there. So another thing we said, Rami Bar Abba, Hava Kabani Beknishta. So this is going on. Who was asking last night about knocking down the old shul? So this is what I was talking about right now. So Rami Bar Abba was building a shul. He was in the middle of building a shul. He was doing a building project. Hava Hi Knishta Atika, Hava Boy Lemistre, Vlasui, living in Kshurina. So there was an old shul that was over there, and he wanted to knock down the old shul. And he wanted to take the bricks from the old shul, and he wanted to go ahead and use it to build a new shul. So he said, "Vayil husband, and to bring it into the shul." Yosef become a bayle to Rav Chizda. So he had the question. Rav Chizda said, "Dam Rav Chizda, lo lister beknishta adbani beknishta achriti, that you're not able to knock down the old shul until you put up a new shul." So he was wondering, is he able to use the old shul or not? Do we say hasmi shum shu? So do we say that the reason why you're not able to knock down an old shul and then go build a new shul is because we're afraid that something's going to happen? So you knock down the old shul, you don't have the new shul up, and now you have nowhere that you're able to daven. But over here, he was already in the process of building the new shul, so maybe he could knock down the old shul because he's already building. So we're not afraid that he's not going to do it. So he says, what's the case in this situation over here? So Asal Kaimed Rav Papa of Asale, he went for a papa who said that even though he had already started building the new shul, you're not able to build, you're not able to knock down the old shul until the new one is built. And Asal Kaimed Rav Huna of Asale, and he also came before Rav Huna, who also said that you're not able to do it, so he had to wait until he was not able to use the old bricks from the old shul to incorporate into the new building. Amar Rava, Haibe Knishta, Chilufa Vizuvune Shari, Ugre Umishkana Asr, that if you go ahead and you sell it, we said that again, assuming that you have permission from the trustees of the city to sell it, if you go ahead and you sell the shul, so we say if you sell it, the Kedusha is going to fall off from the old shul, and now you're able to do whatever you want with it. But if let's say you're just renting out the space, if you're just renting it, then you're not able to, or you're lending it to someone, then the Kedusha doesn't leave. Why? My taima, Kedusha Tzokai, because as long as you still own it, then the Kedusha that was on the old shul never falls off. If you sold it, so you're taking the Kedusha that was in that old shul, you're transferring it to the money, and now you got to go take the money and do something else with it. But the Kedusha from the old place is gone. But if you're just renting it out, then you maintain ownership, so the Kedusha's never left it, and you're not able to do anything with it. Similarly, Livni Nami, and also when it comes to the bricks of the shul, Chalufna Vizivnu Shari, Ozivnu Asu, that you're able to take the bricks you're able to sell them if you want to, and then that will be mutter for them to be used. But if you're just going to lend them out, and I don't know who lends bricks, but if you're lending bricks, then that's not going to take the kedusha off of it. Hani mili batik, and that's only talking about old bricks. But if you have new bricks, that's not a problem. Why? And for those that were doing Sanhedrin, that were doing Dafyomi, Bafilamanda Amar Hazmana Milsi, that even if you hold something, there's a concept called Hazmana Milsa or Hazmana Lav Milsa, that there's a machlokas, whether you say that setting aside something, it's talking about for various different reasons, like sometimes it comes for a bathroom, or it comes for a Davar Shebekdusha. If you set it aside, does it already have that status, or does it not maintain that status until you actually used it or not? So even if you say, Bafilamanda Amar Hazmana Milsi, even if you say that Hazmana is Milsa, that accounts for something, and if let's say you take something and you haven't used it yet, but you set it aside, so we say that it already has that holiness, or on the other side, let's say you want to use it for a bathroom. I think the halacha is that maybe the halacha is a bathroom, maybe it's not like that. But let's say you set it aside for holiness, that's going to be holy. Hani mi l'kagon ha'orig bag l'meis, that's only talking about where, let's say someone was weaving a baguette that they wanted to put around for a mace, so then already that baguette has the status that it's already big day, it's big day mace, and you're not able to get hanah from it. Aval hacha v'tavi la'arig dami, but here when you have bricks that was used for a shul that was not built yet, that's just like taking the threads that you're going to be using to weave the baguette. That's not considered to be like you're setting aside. Vlechlamanda amar, and there's no one that says that you can't use it. That's really considered to be like the early stages, and it's not a problem to do it. Matana, what happens if, let's say, someone, so we said that if you sell it, then the Kedusha goes off. We said if you lent it to someone, then the Kedusha does not go off. So Gemara asks now, Matana, what's the halacha if someone gave it as a gift to someone else? So he gave over the shul, he gave it as a gift to someone. Pligaba Rav Ach of Ravina, there's machoks of Rav Ach and Ravina. Chad Aser v'chad Shor. One says that it's Aser, one says it's Mutter. Manda Aser, b'hai tikva kedushasa, because what? How did you take off the kedusha? You didn't do anything with it. You just gave it to someone as a gift. So the kedusha never fell off of the first owner, so it still maintains its holiness. Manda Shari says no, because ilav de havale hanamine lo haviyavle. So hader havale matana bezivni. So he says that if you wouldn't have gotten pleasure from the guy that you're giving the gift to, you wouldn't have given it. You don't just give a gift to someone. You don't say to someone, here's the keys to my house, or here's the keys to my car. Right? He must have done something that wanted you to engender. That's the word. Tells you she has a high school education. I don't have the big words, but so you that engender him that you feel very close to him. So you want to do something for him. So if he wouldn't have done something for you, you wouldn't be giving him this present. So he says that is considered. It's almost like a sale, and then the kedusha would fall off from it. So now the Gemara is going to talk about how different things that you did either a mitzvah with or different things that you used to store kedusha, what you're supposed to do with them. Tan Rabbanan, Tashmishe mitzvah nizrakin. If you have something that was used to do a mitzvah, you're able to throw it out when it's done. And the Gemara is going to give an example what that is. Tashmishe kedusha nigzanin. But if you have things that were used for kedusha, for holiness, then you're not able to throw them out. They have to be buried. They have to be hidden away. Ve'elohen tashmishe mitzvah. What are examples of things that were tashmishe mitzvah? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. If you have any of those things that the people have been hugging, that let's say with the lulav, when sukkah is done, so they set it aside to burn it with the chametz. Just as a minhag. The truth is that you're able to throw these things out when you're done doing them. We don't throw it into the garbage with the rest of your food that you ate. You're supposed to maybe wrap it up, so it's just it's going to be done like in a more kavodika manner. But you're able to throw them out. It's not a problem. Ve'elohen tashmishe kedusha. What's considered to be tashmishe kedusha? Deluskimi svarim tefillin mezuzas. If you have like the bags that you keep the svarim and tefillin and mezuzahs in, like a tefillin bag, for example. So that's considered to be tashmishe kedusha. V'tik shel sefer Torah, and the case that you have for the sefer Torah, v'nartik and shel tefillin, urtzosein. And you also have the case for the tefillin and the urtzos. Those are all considered to be tashmishe kedusha. And if you're done using them, you're not able to throw them out. You would have to bury them or hide them away. You'd have to bury them. Now you do.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you came here tonight. You better go back to your garbage and see what you do with it. I'm a Rava. Amresh Havamina, Hai Krusaya, Tashmu Shatashmu. I used to think that the bima that they put the Torah on, that was just a Tashmish of a Tashmish, because the Torah is wrapped up in its wrapping, and then you put the Torah on top of the bima. So I thought that you're able to use it for whatever you want. If you're not using it to put the Sefer Torah on it, you could use it for something more Dibrei Cholin. Vishari, Bakivan, the Chazina, the Mosri Eloi Sefer Torah. Once I saw that sometimes they put the Sefer Torah directly on top of it, Amina Tashmisha Kedusha Hu, Asra. I saw that it's actually Tashmisha Kedusha, and then you're not able to do anything you want with it. You have to treat it properly. Similarly, Vamara, we're going to have five cases. Vamara Rava, the second case, Reshav Amina, high priest of the Tashmisha Tashmisha. I used to think that the lines that they used to have inside of the Aron Kodesh used to have like a curtain that was in there, and they would put the Torah in there. So I used to think that those were also just Tashmisha, and that you're able to do with it whatever you want. But Kivan the Chazina, the Aifilei Umanchi Sifra Aloi, sometimes I saw that when they put it away, they actually put it on top of that. So Amina Tashmish Kedusha Huva Asra. I saw that it's Tashmish Kedusha. It's not just a Tashmish of a Tashmish, but it's actually Tashmisha Kedusha, and you are not able to do whatever you want with it. The third case, so I'm a Rebbe, hi Tevusa, the Ifrat, if you have the Arun, which was falling apart. So of the Teva Zutroi Shari, if you want to make a smaller Arun Kodesh from it, then you're able to do that. Kursaya Asa, but if you want to make just something like like they have the lecterns where they would stand up and they would like a shtender, let's say, that you're not able to make out of it because that's a lower level of Kedusha. The fourth case, I'm a Rebbe, high priest of the Baal, if you have the curtains that they had inside of the Arun Kodesh. Once it gets worn out, so limav de prisa l'sifrei shari. So that you're able to use it to make a covering for a sefer Torah, but l'chumashin asa. But you're not able to use it. They would just have. Remember, they would have. They would have chamisha chumshei Torah like we have now. In those days, they also had each sefer. Sometimes was done with each sefer on its own. Bereishis Shmos Yikra Bamidbar Dvarim. They would have different ones for each one. So to do it for just one of them, that's a lower level of kedusha, and you're not able to use it, and you're not able to wrap it around if it's just a single sefer. In the last case, Amar Rava, Hai Zvili the Chumshi, if you have sacks that you use to cover the Torah, the Kamratri, the Sifri, you have cases that were covering the Torah, Tashmish Kedusha, Nigzanin, that they are considered to be Tashmish Kedusha, and they have to be hidden away. So Gemara says, Pshita, why would you think not? So Ma'u the same, Hani Lav, the Kavod Avidan, we're not doing it because of honor, but Linaturi Ba'am Avidu, just doing it because they want to use it as protection. They're really not being used to honor the Sefer Torah anyway. Kamash Malan, so therefore it teaches us, and there's two ways to learn this actually. Kamash Malan, one is telling you, Kamash Malan, that they are considered Dvaram Shev Kedusha, and therefore you have to hide them away. And the other way to learn is Kamash Malan means that even though you're right, that they're just used for protection, even so, because it's a Sefer Torah that they're protecting, so you can't just throw it out, you have to hide it away. We'll finish up the last piece. Hubei Knishta, the Yehudai Ramai, there was a shul that was in Rome. To have a Psiach Lehu Edrona, to have a Machis Bei Meis. There was they used to have the shul, and in the room on the side, they used to have rooms that they would keep the dead until they would bury them. They would store the body in that room. The Kohanim came in and they wanted to daven in the shul, so they didn't know what to do, because the halacha is that if you have a mace that's in another room and there's an opening from the doorway or the window that's going into the shul, into that room, then the tumah from the mace, it travels over into the next room. So the Kohanim were stuck because they wanted to daven in the shul, but there was a body in the next room. So Amr Leila Rava, they came to Rava and they told him what the problem was. Amr Lahu, he said to them, Tulu Tevusa Usvu, go take the Aron that's over there that has the Sefer Torah in it. You should take it and move it into the doorway, and it's going to block the doorway, so that's going to be blocking the tumah from coming through. Why? Tahavila Kli Eitz Ha'asu L'Nachas, because it's a Kli Eitz, which is normally not moved. El Kli Eitz Ha'asu L'Nachas and Mekabel Tumah. If you have a Kli Eitz that's normally not moved, it's normally stationary, then it's really like, it becomes like karka, becomes like land. And just like land can't become tameh, so too this Kli Eitz, which is normally stationary, it can be used to block the tumah, and therefore he's saying put it into the doorway, and then the tumah of the mace will stay in that room, and you're able to use the shul if you want to. So Amru Lei, Rabbanu L'Rava, so Rabbanu said to Rava, Vazimin Dimitalti Lei, Kimanach Sefer Torah Eloi. Sometimes when they need to take the Sefer Torah, they pick it up and they move it. So it's going to turn out that it's moved that sometimes they do move it. So Ihachi said, Lo Efshe, then you have a problem. You're not going to be able to get out of the Tumah, and you're not. And the Kohanim are going to have to figure out something else. You're going to have to take the body out in order to do it. Let's do this one more piece of Gemara. Amar Marzutra, Mitpachos, Svaram Shabalu. If you have the wrappings that you put around around Svaram, if they come worn out, Osunasa Tachrich LeMeis Mitzvah, they would use it to make Tachrichim for a Meis Mitzvah. You would use it to wrap the body with a Meis Mitzvah, Vizui Gnizasan, and that is considered to be hiding it away. V'amar Rav, another case, Sefer Torah Shabalu, if you have a Sefer Torah that worn out, Gonzinosa Eitzel Tamachacham, so you should hide it, you should bury it next to Tamachacham, V'afilu Shon Halachos, and even the Tamachacham was someone that didn't learn Gemara, but he only learned Halachos, meaning he didn't spend time really delving into what the reasons why we do everything, but he knew halachos. Even so, you could bury the Sefer Torah with such a person. Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov uklicheres, and you should also bury it in the klicheres. It says in the pasuk shenemar nusatim beklicheres laman yamdu yamim ram. They should put it in klicheres so that it will last a long time. We will stop here. Have a great Shabbos.